Five of the Democratic candidates for mayor debated for the first time on network television last night. In a campaign season with almost daily mayoral forums, the candidates are well-practiced when it comes to laying out their positions on the issues. But with less than 4 weeks until the primary, the candidates are sharpening their attacks on each other. Here's WNYC's Bridget Bergen.
The first question to the candidates was on the topic of stop and frisk. Council Speaker Christine Quinn says her administration would end what a federal ruling called unconstitutional stops. And next week, she says, the council will override Mayor Bloomberg's veto of a bill that would create an independent inspector general for the NYPD. It's one of two police reform bills passed by the council, and public advocate Bill de Blasio criticized her for not supporting both.
She voted against a ban on racial profiling. And she wants to keep Ray Kelly as police commissioner, the person who is the architect of the overuse and stop and frisk that's caused such harm in this city.
The only candidate who has consistently called for an all-out ban on the practice is Comptroller John Liu. He took a swipe at former Comptroller Bill Thompson, who's been speaking out more against racial profiling, citing the death of Florida teenager Trayvon Martin. But Thompson stopped short of calling for a ban on stop and frisk. Here's Liu with the knock.
Now we have some billy-come-latelys who now say that they're against stop and frisk, when in fact they continue to say support the status quo, that there needs to be some stop and frisk.
The candidates also collectively went after Speaker Quinn for overturning term limits, allowing Mayor Bloomberg a third term. Here's Thompson.
Speaker Quinn betrayed the people of the city of New York and undermined democracy, and that's a fact.
Thank you, Mr. Liu.
Quinn acknowledged that some people opposed her decision on term limits, but she tried to bring the focus back to her accomplishments in City Hall. And over the protests from WABC moderator Bill Ritter, she also let loose on the records of her opponents.
Bill Thompson doesn't want us to remember that when he was comptroller, our pension funds performed worse than similar pension funds across the country.
Okay.
In the bottom third, Bill de Blasio doesn't want you to remember. He never passed
you,
a
Ms.
bill
Quinn.
That would help schools or to create a job.
Thank you, Ms.
And Anthony
Quinn.
Weiner, well, there's just a whole lot of things he wants
Ms. Quinn,
us not
thank
to
you.
Remember.
I want to talk.
That final barb from Quinn was for Anthony Weiner, who is now a distant fourth in the latest Quinnipiac poll. Quinn fell in that poll, too, dropping to second place. She's 6 points behind Bill de Blasio, who's in the lead for now. The candidates debate again next Wednesday. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.